This legislation and its most generals is a response to the cost of living and energy crisis that's impacted the financial resilience of households right across the state and indeed in businesses alike. In what follows, I wish to comment on the main provisions of the legislation, but first I'd like to make a point regarding the very need for this legislation in the first place. This legislation, providing as it does, Chairperson, for tax provisions, comes outside of the normal budget cycle. In recent times, we've heard government minister after minister, they've spoken against any suggestion that measures should be introduced outside the normal budget cycle to support households that are suffering under the cost of living crisis. Yet here we are today with a government just doing that. Of course, the fact that we're voting on this legislation is evidence that last year's budget, the recent budget that we had, was an insufficient response to the unprecedented cost of living crisis, as we pointed out at the time. I wish to begin by commenting on what is absent from this finance bill and this legislation today. That is the lack of any response to the sharp and sudden rise in mortgage interest costs facing so many homeowners. From tomorrow, the ECB lending rate will increase for the sixth time since July. It takes effect tomorrow. And this rate hike will impact more than 250,000 Irish homeowners immediately, who have already seen their mortgage repayments steadily increase since last summer. It's also going to hit the pockets of tens of thousands of borrowers who had their mortgages sold on to vulture funds. These mortgage holders are effectively trapped with nowhere to turn. They have no option to fix their rates or indeed to switch. Despite repeated assurances from government minister after government minister, and indeed even the Taoiseach himself said that they would not be any worse off if their mortgages were sold to these vulture funds, well, these borrowers are without doubt a lot worse off today. Many are now set to pay thousands of euro more in interest costs per year. I've seen letters from individuals showing me how they're paying 5,000 and 6,000 more to service their mortgage, to keep a roof over their head for themselves and their family, compared to where they were last year. And still no response from government. Speaking at the Finance Committee in recent weeks, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service said, and I quote them, they said, "The interest rate hikes serve as a particularly alarming trend during a cost of living crisis and is having a disastrous effect." And that's what they were saying. These are people who work on the front line. And I echo the words of MABS, a state agency with first-hand experience of the difficulties borrowers are facing as interest rate rises. Already, Irish mortgage holders are paying interest rates 50% higher than European average. The average interest rate on outstanding mortgages is 2.88% in December, compared to 1.89% in the rest of Europe. Sinn Féin have proposed the introduction of mortgage interest relief to absorb 30% of the increased interest costs for struggling borrowers. Temporary, to run until the end of the year, and it's targeted, absorbing a portion of the increased costs since interest rates began to climb. The government's rejected this proposal out of hand, and they come to the table with nothing to offer these individuals, these families. And this is despite the fact that they allow landlords to deduct 100% of their mortgage interest for tax purposes. But it is refusing to provide any relief whatsoever, anything at all, no matter how small, nothing at all, for struggling homeowners who are trying to keep a roof over their family's head and pay their mortgages. And that's the missing piece in this finance bill. Section 2 provides for the extension of the reduced rates of excise duty applying to petrol and diesel, although on a staggered base, with the rates gradually increasing. And while I welcome the fact that the current reduced rates have been extended until June, I believe that the rates need to be kept under review. We have staggered increases in this legislation, with the rate of tax on petrol and diesel is now going to be more than what it was when it was reduced. It will be exceeded as a result of further hikes in carbon taxes in October, which again is the wrong decision. In this regard, I point out that this section provides for the rate of excise across several fuel types, including home, heat and oil, to be increased. As we can see from this section, the government is to increase the rate of tax on home heating oil in the grip of a cost of living crisis, and this is the second time they'll have done this since last year. The government will increase the price of a 900 litre fill of tank by another 20 euro in the midst of soaring inflation, reducing the living standards of families, and I can't understand why the government are moving in this direction. Section 3 provides for the extension of a reduced rate of VAT on electricity and gas until the end of October, and it would be fair to describe this as the government's signature or headline cost of living measure announced last month to support households with their energy bills. But it's important to lay out how little support this measure will actually provide. The Minister for Finance has confirmed to me that the VAT extension will benefit the average household with their electricity bills by a total of €38, or less than €5 per month. The VAT extension will benefit the average household with their gas bills by only €3.25 per month. At the same time, the government, what they're going to do in May, they're going to increase gas bills with another carbon tax hike in May. So let's be clear, the government made a decision last month not to provide any meaningful support to households with their energy costs until October at the very, very earliest. And even at that stage, we don't know if they will come up with anything. This is despite the fact that households consume as much, if not more, electricity in the months of April, May and June as they do in the months of October, November and December, according to the CSO. As energy prices remain high, disrupting household finances and undermining living standards, it's worth considering the action that has been taken in other European countries to support families. Governments across Europe have capped the price of electricity so that their citizens can afford to run their homes. In Germany, in Netherlands, in France, in Poland, in Austria and elsewhere, that is exactly what they have done. They have protected their citizens. But this government refuses to take similar action. So this section needs to be put into context. The support it offers households is minimal and throws into sharp relief the inaction of the government in comparison to other European states in response to the energy crisis. I want to briefly touch on the decision to extend the reduced rate of VAT for the hospitality and tourism sector. I made it clear in a debate I had with the Minister earlier in the year that the reduced rate should be extended if it were found that failure to do so would have a negative impact on employment in the sector. In a written response, the Finance Minister made it clear to me that the department compiled a ministerial briefing, including an economic assessment, regarding the VAT rate in the sector. It noted, and I quote, that the reduced rate is both regressive and very costly, and that this cost represents a transfer from taxpayers to the sectors which it covers, end of quote. In addition, the Minister said that the government accepted this assessment and that the view was that there was no case for the temporary 9% rate remaining. So I'm asking the Minister to publish this briefing, as the discussion surrounding this measure will re-emerge on the date in which it is due to revert back to 13.5% as that approaches at the end of August. So we need full transparency, publish the assessment, and let's have a proper, informed discussion in relation to the appropriate rate. I want to finish by making some concluding remarks with relation to the TBES, or the Temporary Business Energy Support Scheme. And I think it's widely accepted that this scheme, as it was introduced, was a failure. As of the 19th of February, only €34 million had been paid in claims under the scheme, despite an allocation of €1.2 billion. I therefore welcome a number of changes that have been made to the scheme in the legislation. We've been calling for the scheme to be changed, reducing the energy cost threshold from 50 to 30%. This means that businesses who experienced significant energy cost increases but didn't reach the threshold now will be able to submit claims backdated until as far back as September of last year. The amount of relief is also going to increase from 40 to 50%, and the monthly cap increase from 10,000 to 15,000, but only from March. And this increased relief under the scheme, while welcome, isn't being backdated to September. And I'd be interested to know why this decision was made, given that the allocation for the scheme is unlikely to be fully drawn down, even with these changes. Finally, Cathaoirleach, I want to express my incredulity and disappointment that still, despite the repeated calls that have been made in the past 6 months, that we don't have an energy support scheme for businesses that rely on oil and LPG. It is absolutely scandalous. The fact that government have knowingly abandoned businesses in my county, in Donegal, right down the west coast, that do not have pipe gas as a source of their energy. They have just left them high and dry. We were told, there was an announcement that this was going to be rectified, and there is no nothing in this finance bill to deal with this. It is not acceptable. It is completely unjust. It is unfair. And in areas that are particularly depressed in terms of economic levels, that these are the areas that are worst hit. Minister, you need to sort this out, and you need to sort it out quickly. We were told that Minister Coveney and his department are looking at options. It is simply too slow and not good enough for those businesses that have been locked out of TVS. So there are elements in this legislation I welcome, but there are also sections in the bill that expose the weak response of government on the issue bearing down on households. Good morning.